Blessed Charles de Foucauld was born in 1858 in France. Both of his parents died when he was only 6 years old. He was adopted by his grandfather, who was in the minor nobility, a wealthy man. He had been a general in the army. Well, Charles, as a youth, headed off to military school, and while he was there, his grandfather died, leaving Charles his vast fortune. Well, what happens when you give a young person a lot of money? Often, not good things. And indeed, Charles began living a dissolute life. He rejected his faith and declared himself an atheist, and he indulged in the pleasures of the flesh. He began importing fine foods and smoking Havana cigars, drinking the best champagne and entertaining the ladies. He even began living with a woman outside of marriage. His nickname was Fat Foucauld. His motto, I sleep long, I eat a lot, and I think little. He graduated last in his class and was assigned as a cavalry officer. But due to his party lifestyle, he was placed under house arrest, and when he refused to give up his mistress, he was dismissed from the military. When Charles found out that his regiment was going to the Sahara Desert to put down a jihad, he begged to go. The army reinstated him and allowed him to go to the Sahara. When Charles arrived in the Sahara Desert, he fell in love. He fell in love with silence. And this is where his conversion began. He prayed in the desert, my God, if you exist, please let me come to know you. Upon return to Paris, he made a life-changing confession. He came out of the confessional and thought, I want to be a Catholic priest. And indeed, he went on to become a priest. Another major point of conversion for him was a visit to the Holy Land. He was struck especially by Nazareth. It was there that Jesus spent 30 years of his life, living an ordinary, quiet life. And Charles thought, this is the life I want to live, a simple, ordinary life as a priest. Well, Charles died in 1916 when a band of marauders surrounded his home in the Sahara Desert and murdered him. I tell the story of Charles de Foucauld to emphasize that change is possible. Charles went from becoming an atheist to a believer to becoming a priest. Change is really possible. So often in our lives, we can start wondering, especially spiritually, am I making any progress? Will I ever be free from this sin? Am I really becoming the saint I'm called to be, or am I just kind of spinning my wheels? This story this weekend of the Transfiguration reminds us we're all a work in progress. Change is possible. In the Transfiguration, we get a glimpse of the glorified life that we are called to. The goal of our lives is actually to be divinized, to share in the very divine nature of Jesus. In 2 Peter, the Bible says we are called to share in the divine nature. So how does this transformation happen? How do we really change? I want to mention three ways that we're changed, that we're transfigured and transformed. First, by grace. When Father Ricardo was here, he said, holiness is not so much about trying harder, it's about making a deeper surrender to Jesus. Holiness has more to do with God than ourselves. When we were baptized, many of us don't even remember our baptism, but we were changed by grace. Our souls were marked for Jesus, and we became temples of the Holy Spirit. God took up his dwelling within us. We became adopted children of God. We were changed by grace. Here's the key. Transformation, first and foremost, happens by grace. And how do we receive grace? It's through the sacraments. The sacraments are the fonts of grace. If I'm not living a sacramental life, I'm not going to change. In fact, I'm going to stagnate. This means I have to be going to confession regularly. Over time, frequent confession really brings about change. Every time we go to confession, we leave the confessional a changed person. Our sins are forgiven. Mass has to be the hub and center of our lives. When we receive Jesus in Holy Communion, we really start to become what we receive. So over time, we're configured to be more and more like Jesus. Change really happens. The second way we change, in the gospel, the Father says, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. We are changed by listening to Jesus and acting on what we hear him say. How do we listen to Jesus? Through prayer. This Wednesday, Father Alessandro from the Apostles of the Interior Life will be here speaking about daily meditation and how to pray with Scripture, how to listen to God. Over time, our prayer transforms us as we listen to him. Finally, transformation happens through the cross. And I know we don't like to hear this one, but don't we experience this with most things in life? Roses grow best when they're pruned. Precious metals are purified by placing them in the fire, and all the impurities burn away in the heat. Well, we gain physical strength by resistance, by lifting weights. We lose weight by denying ourselves sugar. The same is true spiritually. It's painful to let things go that aren't good for us, but that's how change happens. When we shed our vices and we actually open ourselves to grace. Here's one of the keys. By just embracing our daily cross, the things that we cannot change, that we do not like, that we do not choose. Embracing what we cannot change, what we do not like, and what we do not choose. Over time, the cross transfigures us. St. John Cardinal Newman said this, "To live is to change, to be perfect is to have changed often." My last encouragement to all of us, let's keep our eyes on Easter, on the transfigured glory of Jesus. So often I think we get weary and tired of the daily grind of taking up our cross daily and journeying through Lent. And we start to think, is it all worth it? Am I really making progress? Remember, the daily journey through Lent leads to Easter glory. We are all in this process of transformation, and it happens one step at a time. Change is really possible. We can be transfigured and transformed.